Profile series. This is the Ladd McConkey episode. I'm your host, Matt Higgs, the FF educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the gridiron scholar. Ladd McConkey, red hot. If you are watching college football all season long, I do think you knew the name Ladd McConkey, but many other folks are just learning about how explosive of a playmaker he is, how fast of a player he is. As we kind of go through this pre-draft and combine exercise, I think he was supposed to be a sleeper, but the cat is out of the bag. So we have to break down the wide receiver out of Georgia. John, starting here with the background, the introduction to this intriguing prospect.
We've known about him for a while. And last summer, Matt, he started to pick up steam in the Devy community. And I broke down and saw more film of him. Now, if you love college fantasy football, you knew about him even before that because a lot of people – I mean, he was just productive, very highly productive. And you mentioned the Senior Bowl. He got a lot of positive press. I liked what I saw out of the Senior Bowl in Mobile. And at the Combine, he ran a 4.39. So I think the sleeper mold, the sleeper label is off now on Ladd McConkey. He's a legitimate – NFL wide receiver prospect who should get very juicy draft capital. In 2023, he only made one start and played in 9 games. And if you look at the final numbers, 30 catches for 478 yards and 2 touchdowns, might not be overly impressive, but he did have some injuries. I mean, it kept him off the field. He did capture the Werfel Trophy Award, which is the player who best combines exemplary community service with athletic and academic achievement. So there's definitely going to be in the interview process, and I've never heard anything bad about him. People and teams are going to like this young man. Watch some tape also from 2022 if you're going to judge him. He played in 15 games, and that's the year he started 14. So that's really the most impressive year on tape. And remember, that's Brock Bowers is also commanding targets on that team. He had 58 receptions for 762 yards and 7 touchdowns, Matt. He also had 7 punt returns, and he averaged 12.3 yards per return. And he earned second team All-SEC in the conference. And we know the SEC is loaded the wide receiver position. That's very impressive. He was named Coach's Freshman All-SEC Team in 2021. He played in 15 games that year and started 7. He ended up with 31 receptions for 447 yards and 6 touchdowns. If we go back to high school, he was a 3-star recruit and number 23 wide receiver in Georgia. As a senior, he played quarterback, running back, receiver, and returner. And he recorded 3,051 all-purpose yards. Matt, whenever I've had a chance to watch Georgia, McConkey has shined on film. When I broke down his tape, I like it. What does your film study say about Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, he's a really exciting prospect to watch because I think you can see some real mismatch potential in the way he could be used in the NFL. Get into that a little bit more here in a second. The first thing that jumps out to me about his tape is his speed. He's not just fast. He gets to top speed very quickly off the line of scrimmage, which can be really, really helpful in creating space in beating those defenders, John, especially if he's put into a slot role in the NFL, which I think he could be drafted into. He also shows really good short area quickness, so he's able to close space, and he's able to move well laterally. He's explosive through his routes. He really gets into his cuts and out of them, and he can shake defenders in open space after the catch as well. I like his hands. I think he's got reliable hands. And what I really like about him, John, is he's not the biggest player, but he is physical, and he plays physical, and he can take a hit. You see a lot of examples of Ladd McConkey working over the middle of the field for Georgia and then just taking a pop and holding on to the ball through contact. He holds on as he heads to the ground. And so those hands, they're really reliable for me. And that's something that can really go far in creating chemistry with a young quarterback at the next level. Or I'm sorry, from a wide receiver, say young wide receiver's perspective, earning the trust of that quarterback. When it comes to contested catch situations, listen, I don't think you want to scheme him into consistent contested catch situations. But I mentioned, you know, he's got the good hands, and he does understand body positioning. He'll win body positioning really consistently throughout his tape. I like his footwork, you know, getting through his routes. I mentioned that explosiveness, but I think you pair that with some really sharp footwork. He's light on his feet. And I like his ability to release against off coverage in particular. He did face some press coverage. It wasn't a huge issue for him. I think there's room to grow on that side. But when he had off coverage, he really ate over the middle of the field. And I think he's got some real yak potential with the ball in his hands after the catch. He's got good vision. I mentioned that explosiveness, ability to make guys miss in space. If I'm an NFL team, I'm putting Ladd in the slot. I want him up against a nickel defender, and I think he could absolutely shred him. You play him along the seam. You let him work drags underneath. You know, he didn't have, I wouldn't call him the most, you know, technically sound route runner. He doesn't stem off his routes in the best way, but I think he can run every route. I'm not concerned about that. You know, you can work him underneath, like I said, on the drag, on the out, on the on a slant route, right? Or you can have him go with a deep out. You can have him work a post. You can have him just run the vertical up the seam. There's a lot of options and a lot of versatility to McConkey's game. So I can't wait to see which NFL team drafts him. Best case scenario, it's one that already has some guys pulling coverage off on the boundary, right? There's some real opportunity there for McConkey to just absolutely eat in terms of volume. So I like the tape, John. There's not a lot of holes in it. You know, the only hole you may be able to point out is, especially in 2023, you know, he wasn't on the field consistently, so he doesn't have that same volume of tape. But there's a lot to like here when it comes to Ladd McConkey, just like there's a lot to like about all of the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, in-depth, detailed, accurate rookie rankings. You have super active Rookie Big Board Discord where you're getting actionable, accurate insight for how to rebuild your roster through trades, through drafts. And also just having some fun talking NFL draft. We're just dropping mock drafts like crazy in the Discord right now. It's that time of year. It's a great place to be. And we have the rookie guide. We have the one-on-one draft consultations happening. So much good stuff over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Get in on the action. Just $5 a month or save 15% off now with the annual membership. Folks, it's time. This is the time of the year. You want to get in on the resources and you want to get ahead of your league mates. There's the tape breakdown. There's the background on Ladd McConkey. Let's plug him into John's model, and let's see how he holds up there.
He has a very nice model for a slot receiver projection in the NFL. I do believe, Matt, that he benefits from the modern game. And what I mean by that is defenses are playing more zone coverage. And you had mentioned on getting him on the nickel back. I think he is a zone beater extraordinaire. You mentioned his speed. We saw that at the combine. But his burst and acceleration off the line of scrimmage are just as important. And his ability to identify holes in the coverages are going to be huge, Matt. I think he can be the hot read almost from day one, especially against zone coverage at the NFL. And how is a quarterback not going to like that 76% catch rate? He is basically fearless in traffic. We had mentioned this when we broke him down for our Senior Bowl preview. Matt, he's always got people around him. Like, he's just very comfortable with defensive backs, linebackers, between the hash marks, and he secures the ball. He takes a pop, but he holds on to that ball. I love that catch rate. Team Aerial Dominator, context. How many players in college are playing with an alpha at tight end? Well, Ladd McConkey's the only one. They were feeding Brock Bowers. So you're not going to get that highest level team aerial dominator. 17% it falls below my threshold, but place it in context, it's all right. What I do like about him is his yards per pass per reception, 14.2, and his 40 speed, 4.39. Matt, Ladd McConkey is going to be a very nice player in the NFL. I think he's a flex option in deep leagues. I have concerns about his ceiling, but you've looked at it. What do you believe is his fantasy output in the long term?
Yeah, let's put it all together here, figure out the right value point for Ladd McConkey when you're thinking about where you should be drafting him in your super flex rookie draft. Starting here with the draft capital, in terms of NFL draft capital, I still think McConkey is a day two late prospect. So picks 51 to 102, you'll see some mock drafts where he's going in the first round. I could see the potential of him going in like the 40s. I don't think he's a day one pick in this year's class, especially. You have to take into account that he has had some injury concerns that have kept him off the field. But I could see him being a very popular pick in the 50s, in the 60s. He should have his name called before we hit the third round of the NFL draft. And that's still very good draft capital. There's a lot of people who are in on Ladd McConkey. We mentioned off the bat, he's a post-hype sleeper, right? Like he's just... he's blown his sleeper status is a better way of saying that. So, I expect him to go early second round in that super flex rookie draft, 201 to 204. At that, price, I'm going to have what I would call a healthy level of exposure, 11 to 25%. If he was going, in the mid to late second round, I would be in on him at an even higher level. I like McConkey. I think he could do very well. But you are going to have to pay up for him. And I think that's the price you're paying. I think it's an accurate price because my value comparison for him is Josh Downs. And I feel like Josh Downs' rookie season didn't get enough hype because he missed, the last four games of the season. But he had tremendous volume out of the slot. He was in an offense, like I mentioned, that I hope Ladd McConkey lands in. It had Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce on the outside, right? And so there was opportunity for Josh Downs to really just eat volume underneath. And then he had enough touchdowns to get by. So if he had finished the season, he would have been a top, 36 wide receiver for sure. And I think that's what our expectation is for Ladd McConkey. I have him in my weekly starter, projection range. That's wide receiver 24 to 36. I think that's where he's going to end up. He doesn't have the ceiling of a guy you may draft in a similar range, right? We just did the Keon Coleman rookie profile this week as well. Keon Coleman has the ceiling, much lower floor. I think Ladd comes with a higher floor, lower ceiling. So it's going to be a little bit of drafting, what your preference is. I don't think you can go wrong taking McConkey in the early second round. He's going to be a solid NFL prospect, John, just like there is a lot of solid NFL draft and rookie fantasy football resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. So make sure to head on over and check it out. And we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.